Budgets Don't Work, But This Does, written and read by Melissa Brown. Carl Jung once said, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate." This quote captures why I'm so fascinated by discussions about nature and nurture, and why I want you to be too, particularly when it comes to your finances, so that you can start making conscious financial decisions. What do I mean by nature and nurture? I want to make it very clear that I'm not a scientist, so I've no doubt taken liberties throughout this book. But as far as my definition of financial phenotype is concerned, here's what I mean by nature and nurture. Nature is the more unchangeable part of who we are. It's the genetic code we received from our parents and is observed as everything from our eye colour to our height to our personality type and more. While it can still be changed or altered, it's generally more fixed. Whereas nurture is the impact of our environment on who we are. This includes everything from our upbringing, our environment, our culture, our life experiences and more. Examining this interplay of nature and nurture when it comes to money helps us develop a keen understanding around our financial behaviours. It can help explain why we're predisposed to act a certain way when presented with particular triggers and stresses, or why we thrive in certain situations, or as the result of certain experiences, while other people flail, or vice versa. Perhaps my fascination with discussions around nature and nurture is the result of being one of three children who are all so incredibly different. I've had people shake their heads in wonderment that we're all related and grew up in the same household. But why is that? After all, we each had the same financial modelling growing up. Our dad was an accountant, and we were taught some money lessons, including budgeting and credit. We would sign ahead for our pocket money and then go without it during those weeks we'd gone into credit for. We grew up in the western suburbs of Sydney, where we were modelled the values of frugality and hard work. Dad retired comfortably in his early 50s, but never showed us how he achieved that financially, other than the lesson of working exceptionally hard. Truth be told, even Mum wasn't shown how this happened. She was simply told to sign documents. Thankfully for her, these documents were for the purchase of assets that improved our family's financial position. It was only after Dad retired that he sat Mum down and explained to her that they owned more and were in a better financial position than she'd understood.